Hey guys, this is Steve Newland with the Find Your Money Path show. Hey, it would mean so much to me if you just took a couple seconds before you listen to this podcast and left a rating and review. I can't tell you how much that helps other people find the podcast and engage with what we're doing. I hope you enjoy this episode. On this episode, we're going to wrap up our series on how to budget for, and we're going to go through the miscellaneous and other slash entertainment section. This is where all the money goes when we don't have a plan for it. So this is a highly, highly, highly important episode to listen to. Well, hey everyone, thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the Find Your Money Path show. I just appreciate that you're willing to spend just a couple minutes with me just to hear a little bit about money. I'm excited to go through this budget section with you today, the miscellaneous and then other slash entertainment sections. These are just really, really important sections because this is, if we don't have a plan, this is where all the money tends to flow to. This is why we keep it at the bottom of the budget. It just kind of drops on down. If you want to follow along, go ahead and go to findyourmoneypath.com/blog and look for any of these how to budget for episodes or how to budget for blog posts. You'll be able to download a copy of this budget if you want to follow along as I'm going through this. So kind of as we get started, I want to define what the miscellaneous section is and then talk about the other slash entertainment section. I'm going to go kind of quick through the miscellaneous section just because there's a lot of kind of random categories in here. So let's go ahead and start there. As a general rule of thumb, and I've been doing this every episode, 0 to 5% of our income should go into this miscellaneous category. And for some of you, you're gonna hear some of these line items and say, that is physically impossible for my budget. And that's okay. Again, these guidelines, these general ranges are just meant for the average person. There's going to be always a situation or several situations that just don't apply. And so again, if you're above this target and how much, you know, you're having to allocate each month to these expenses, that just means you have to cut somewhere else. And that's just the reality of this. Don't use this as a, you have to stay within these parameters. Use this as a, just a general guideline. So the first line item in this category is childcare. And so if you think about it, there's chances are if you have children, you're spending more than 5% of your income on childcare. It is so expensive these days. The next line item is alimony and child support. Then we get into kids' activities and allowance, school and tuition, other children costs. We have disability insurance, we have life insurance, and we have other insurance. So again, this is kind of a hodgepodge. I put a lot of children activities and children expenses in this category. The reason I do this together with other entertainment is because you can really kind of combine these together. So I want to jump into the other and entertainment section. There's really not a whole lot to talk through on the miscellaneous section other than, you know, just be realistic about some of these expenses. You know, things like childcare or maybe alimony or child support might be fixed, but kids activities, those are things that can really fluctuate from month to month. And I've just seen that working with folks. So be realistic about that and, you know, kind of think through the seasons throughout the year. And if your kid plays football, you know, there might be a big expense there. So, you know, add up all those kids' activities on top of the allowance and divide by 12 and then make that your monthly budget number to shoot for so that you're being realistic. And then again, on these insurance, some of the insurance items, you may or may not have those. The biggest thing to talk through there is life insurance. A lot of times that's paid annually. So just make sure that every month you're setting some money aside to make sure you cover that premium. All right, so let's move into the other entertainment section. For this section, this is a general target is between 10 and 15% of your income. And so again, if you're thinking about this and you wanna combine it with the miscellaneous section, you're looking at 15 to 20% overall. And the line items in this category are cable and internet, cell phone and phone, clothing, eating out, entertainment, gifts, personal care and beauty, pets, subscriptions, vacations, and then I have three blank boxes where people can put anything they want because again, there's a lot of variability in this category. So I'll just go down and give a couple quick thoughts on some of these line items here. A lot of people want to put cable and internet under housing, you know, under utilities. I like to break it out. You can make an argument that it is utility, but I do like to break it out just so we can kind of see that. Again, it doesn't really matter. It still needs to be included in the budget somewhere. It's just a matter of what section it's in. I want to talk for a minute on eating out. So I will tell you, by far, this is the area where I see the most opportunity, I would say, in people's budgets. Now, that's not to say that you can't ever eat out. What I'm just saying is that I've just seen a lot of money kind of go to this area without intentionally going to this area, because it's just so easy to go eat out. You know, if we're having a busy day, or if we're, and I'm guilty of this too, or, you know, if we just don't want to cook that night, you just go out, and then all of a sudden you've spent a lot more money than you would have had you just planned a little bit ahead. And so, I mean, it's very, very common for me when I'm meeting with folks to always say, they always say, like, I eat out too much. It stresses me out. You know, I just wish I could save more money in this area. And so I want to spend just a little bit on this. Often when we're going through the budget and I'm asking people, you know, tell me how much you spend on eating out. A vast majority of the time, it's typically underestimated, and it's a little overwhelming. People don't really know how to kind of think about it. So one exercise that I have people do is just to think about, in general, just, you know, think about this now, like, how many times a week do you go out? This is breakfast, lunch, dinner. Think about it all. And then think about, just kind of on average, if you were to put an average day together or an average meal, how much do you typically spend on each meal? So let's say you eat out 20 times a week, you know, at $10, that's $200 a week. So you multiply that by four and you're at $800 a month. So it just makes it a little bit simpler. But the big thing here is to be realistic about it, because the last thing that's, you know, going to be helpful for you as you're trying to put a realistic budget together is to put like $150 in eating out, and then you hit 800 and you're like, well, where'd all my money go? And that's oftentimes where it goes. So on the flip side of that too, is setting a goal here is helpful, because as you're keeping up with this throughout the month, you kind of know, like, oh, I'm running hot on this entertainment or on eating out. So maybe I'm just going to plan for the last 2 weeks of the month to cool that down a little bit. And I'm going to, you know, versus had you not been paying attention, you might have just kept going at the current pace. And so this is just a real, real important area to pay attention to. And then another category or another line item that I wanted to mention was gifts. Some people don't always budget for gifts, and then, you know, or they don't have a number set in mind before, you know, the month, or before they go out and buy the gift. This is always a good area just to set parameters, you know, especially with Christmas coming up, just to have a general outline of, like, hey, here's who I'm going to buy for, or here's, you know, here's my realistic limit for what I want to spend on a gift, and just spend that and just plan on that. But a lot of people overlook this category, and it can really, really add up quickly. Personal care and beauty is another one. You know, again, it's just important to be realistic here. And this, I don't want to stereotype here, but this might apply more to women than men. If you're going out and getting your hair done or nails done, it's important to just be realistic as you're doing this budget with how often do you go. And if it's every month, that's okay. But, like, just be realistic about it and put it in the budget, and you know, just so you have a realistic number there. Pets is another one. One thing that I'm big on, if you've listened to me before, is just having a list of some of these one-time items that come up throughout the year. Pets is a big one. So if you're buying, like, heartworm medicine or flea and tick prevention or any other vet bills, you know, it's important to have those expenses added up and then, you know, built into your monthly budget, so that you're setting money aside for that, so that in April, when your big vet bill is due, it doesn't throw your whole budget off. So think about, with pets, it's way more than just the monthly food costs. Subscriptions, these are things that can really, really add up quickly. So I always want everyone to be realistic about these too. It's Netflix, Hulu, Apple Music, Spotify, gym memberships, you know, things like Birchbox, all that kind of stuff. Make sure you're including all that information in the subscription section. And then the last line item I have here is vacations. The big thing here, a lot of people don't put a budget for this every month, but again, just like some of the other items I've talked about, if you know you're going on vacation, you know, in 6 months, start thinking about how much am I going to spend on that vacation, or how much do I need to, you know, still purchase for that vacation, and then divide that number by six. Or if you're planning to go for a year from now, divide that number by 12, and then start adding that up every single month, so that when you get to that point, you know, you've been saving up money all along the way, and it's not a surprise, and it doesn't throw your budget off. One thing I can promise you is that you're going to enjoy that vacation so, so much more if it's paid for and you don't have to stress about money that month. Well, hey, I hope this episode was helpful for you. Again, just a couple quick tips as we're going through each section of the budget. We're just about wrapped up with this. We'll have one or so more episodes on this just to kind of tie it all together with a bow. Hey, if you have any questions at all, please don't hesitate to reach out. I'm happy to help. It's contact@findyourmoneypath.com or shoot me a text at 404-832-0556. If you have just any quick questions about the budget, please don't hesitate to just reach out. I am absolutely here to help and happy to help. And I just appreciate you guys taking a few minutes out of your day to listen to me. Take care.